This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, February 6th. Surprise in the Kingdom of Heaven. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 8. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies at home, paralyzed, suffering terribly." Jesus said to him, "Shall I come and heal him?" The centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go, let it be done just as you believed it would." And his servant was healed at that moment. We have a tendency to divide the world we live in. We divide it by race, by beliefs, by gender, by sexual orientation, by political party, and the list goes on. Sometimes Christians can be tempted to divide people by who they think is in the kingdom of heaven and who is not. But this story shows that God's ideas about who is included may not be what we expect. Notice how Jesus responds to the faith of the centurion. He is amazed that this person shows more faith in him than any of his own people. "I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith," says Jesus. Jesus' encounters with the people of Israel in matters of faith often included individuals like the Pharisees, who tended to be self-righteous and tried to test him. Then there were the people of his hometown, who doubted he could be a prophet. There were also other skeptics who demanded a miracle to prove who he was. Even Jesus' disciples had weak faith at times in the midst of storms or other difficult circumstances. Jesus encourages us to have faith in him, regardless of the circumstances we're in. He also reminds us that anyone who has faith in him, even those we might not expect, belongs to his kingdom. Pray with me. Jesus, give us faith like that of the centurion, who saw that you have great authority. Indeed, you rule over all things in heaven and on earth. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.